Hello, this is Billy Boer Meyer. Yeah, that's right, Billy Boer. All my friends call me Billy Boer, and you know, if you're listening to this, you're my friend now. I asked the regular host of this program, Chris Thomas, to give me a platform in which I can speak out against the allegations that have been leveled against me, and he was gracious enough to give me said platform, so I am indebted to Mr. Thomas. The past few months have been quite tumultuous. Actually, the past year and a half has been pretty hectic. I was a stock boy at Toys R Us, and Toys R Us kicked the bucket, went out of business. I got a job at Kmart, scrubbing the toilets, and the Kmart I worked at, it shut down, and that was such a sad day. So I got a job at the Payless Shoe Source, and I thought I was sitting pretty. I thought I had it made. I thought I was going to be working at Payless for the next 25 years, and they would have had to have given me a gold Rolex for 25 years of service to Payless. I think that's what they usually do with people who work that long at Payless. Give you gold Rolex watch. So I was working as a cashier at Payless, and the news came out that Payless is going to be going out of business. It's going to be closing all stores and liquidating its stock, and that was a total shock to me, because I thought I had it made. I really did. I don't know how Payless can go out of business when you're a store that offers for $10 five pairs of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers shoes straight from Tijuana. You know, that's a deal that's too good to pass up for most parents, so they're going to be stocking up. And I really did think that I'm just never going to have to worry about having to get another job ever again. So when the news came out that Payless is not going to be around anymore, I burst into tears at the cashier station, at the cash register. And the co-worker on shift with me, she came over and said, you know, it's going to be all right. Don't take it that hard. And I said, you know, it's just really, really tough, because I splurged this Christmas, and I bought a Blu-ray player, a Nintendo Switch, and I got a membership at the Blue Apron Food Prep Club, and I'm a bit over leveraged right now, so I'm not going to be able to make payments on things. And she said, oh, that's very sad to hear, very unfortunate. I feel sorry for you. If there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. What are your plans for the weekend? And I responded, well, there's nothing right now, but you know, it might help comfort me if you came over and we Netflix and chilled. And she said, what in the world are you talking about? And I said, Netflix and chill, haven't you ever heard of that? She goes, yeah, I have, and I think you're sexually harassing me. And I was a bit taken aback, because, you know, I was still wiping the tears away, and I said, Netflix and chill, that's not a sexual thing. There's no connotation there. There's no connotation at all of, fornicating or anything of that type. Because my nieces and nephews say Netflix and chill all the time. And they laugh about it, and they say, oh, it's so popular with the kids. So, you know, I just thought it was a sort of a slang thing for just, you know, watching movies and hanging out together. So, you know, when I said Netflix and chill, I meant, you know, maybe we can watch a movie like Capturing the Freedmans and take it easy. You know, nothing sexual. I thought maybe we can watch some Full House and have some Blue Apron, Matagotti. So when I said that, no sexual intent whatsoever. But she said, no, I'm going to report this. And now she's going on Facebook telling the whole dang town that I'm looking at her in a seductive way, mentioning Netflix and chill, and there's drool coming out of my mouth, and there's a stain on my pants, and the implication is that the stain is from my own man juice. But in reality, I think she is confusing my tears for semen along my mouth and on my slacks. Okay, so she's very out of line. She's smearing my reputation with the whole community, and it's gonna be hard to get a job at the King Dollar when you have someone that is telling everyone that you're a sex predator. And it just seems like it's been a case after case after case of mistaken identity. No, not really identity, because no one's mistaking my identity at all. I mean, I'm not wearing a mask or anything, but misinterpreting. Yes, that's the word, misinterpreting what I mean, because when I was at the Perkins the other day, having my Belgian waffle and eggs over easy, the waitress came up to me and she said, "Gee, are you okay, sir? You look kind of glum." And I said, "Well, my employer Payless is gonna be going out of business." And she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry, sir, to hear that. What are you gonna do to take your mind off of things?" And I said, "Well, I'm probably gonna go search through my dad's old box of sex books and try and find that John Wayne interview from Playboy in the 70s to figure out, you know, what everyone's ranting and raving about." And she goes, "Excuse me?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm gonna look for that John Wayne interview in my dad's box of sex books." She goes, "Are you talking about watching, eating porn?" And I said, no. And I put my hands up, and as I put my hands up, she lifted my glass of orange juice and flung it in my face. So I got an orange juice bath, pretty much. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I want to sue. I want to sue my coworker for smearing my reputation on Facebook. And I want to sue that waitress, or maybe even Perkins, for stinging my eyes and making it hard for me to see. And also the shock of the orange juice being flung in my face. It gave me whiplash, to be honest with you. Haven't been the same since. So if any of you listening to this can perhaps provide some legal representation, or a contact for legal representation, maybe even some of you want to start a GoFundMe so that I can get a lawyer and I can sue these two pigs. Yeah, that's right, I called them pigs. No misinterpretation there. Because if you're gonna go after Billy Bormeyer, you're gonna face some serious consequences, okay? So if you wanna help me out, that would be greatly appreciated, because I'm not sure if I'm gonna have a job in a few months, and the collection agencies are gonna be coming after me about the mispayments on the credit. I'm sorry. It's just very traumatic. It's very traumatic when you can't pay your bills. you don't feel like a man. So, if you can give me any help, help me pay for my Blu-ray player, help me pay for my Nintendo Switch, and help make sure I can afford some more delicious boxes of Blue Apron coming my way, I would really feel blessed. So God bless all of you, and I will be praying for you, and I hope you pray for me. This is Billy Meyer, or Billy Bornmeyer, as all my friends like to call me, signing off, and I hope to hear from all of you soon.